and welcome to Elizabeth Magical Garden, a magical garden reaching for the stars.
Hey guys, welcome back. Be sure to check out the show notes at the bottom of this recording because I usually have a lot of cute little tidbits along the way, and you also get to follow me on Instagram at Elizabeth Magical Garden. All the information will be down below.
Guys, today's topic is about Gemini season. It is Gemini season. We just had the movie Sinners, although it's still out. And I'm actually thinking about going to see the movie again. This is how much I enjoyed the movie. And it's no short because Michael B. Jordan played a Gemini in Sinners, and it's just so befitting of this particular topic in terms of dual personalities and seeing yourself from a different perspective and allowing that perspective to lead you in your next journey in your life. In the latter episode, I did discuss about coping and dealing with the guilt of wanting more out of life, no matter where or what you have accomplished in the area or in your life. And especially if you are middle age, you more than likely have reached a point in your life where you can look back a ways and you have accomplished a lot. But what now? You still want more. And why does it bring on a particular type of guilt? So be sure to check out that episode on the podcast because I feel like it's something that definitely I will be revisiting, and it is something that is fruitful and you more than likely need to hear. It's Gemini season. I'm a Gemini. My birthday is not too far away as I record this episode. Just, I have a lot of gratitude in general. With that being said, I have discussed the importance of revisiting areas in your life in quarters, and how, you know, just like a branch on a tree, you may be carrying some dead weight along with, if you are not in practice of revisiting areas that no longer serve you. One of the things I love about being a Gemini, I feel like I'm very sensitive to things that no longer serve me. I purchased this pre-cut meat. It was good, but I'm not a big meat eater. I don't really eat meat like that, guys. I do eat it sometimes, but for the most part, I'm more of a chicken, fish type of person. So anyway, cut short, I made this particular dish. The dish was good, but for some reason, as I was consuming this meat, I just was not having a good experience with it to the point where I had to stop consuming it. And it was perplexing because I'm like, wow, it smells good. The pasta's good. The sauce is good. You know, I went the whole nine yards. I just pushed it to the side, no longer consumed it, and just ate the rest of my food. But it did sit with me to the point where I was like, oh man, like TMI, but I couldn't wait to get it out my body. That thought process had me thinking of how I started celebrating myself. I started celebrating how I have developed a sense of, even in my physicality, like, oh, this is not good, this is good. And believe me, we all have that. We all have this. But over the course of time, if you don't sit with yourself and you don't learn how to eat and you don't take note of what makes you feel good and what doesn't make you feel good in your diet, it's very easy to just consume, like a lot of people do, consume, emotionally eat, just bypassing what is working or what is not working anymore, and just keep doing the things. And next thing you know, you run into issues in your dietary needs. And I started thinking about all the other areas in my life that I noticed that also creates an adverse effect when I come in contact with certain things, like disrespect or just being spoken to in a way that is not befitting, you know what I mean? And I feel like the only way, the best way to keep your fingertips on the pulse of feeling sensitive in that area is sitting down with yourself, spending time revisiting areas in your life in quarters to see what no longer serves you. But now that it is Gemini season, I feel that this particular energy is really important to take it in, really analyze. Because one thing about Geminis, I feel is superb and we get a lot of slack from, is our ability to shapeshift. A Gemini, let me tell you something. A good shapeshift is never too far away from your girl, okay? I find it to be so freeing when I change something about myself, whether it's a look, a way of thinking, something I'm reading, something I'm consuming, anything that is going to allow me just to have a new, fresh outlook in life. Right now, I just recently took and braided my hair up, guys, just like 6 braids, but I corn braided and I did add extensions to it, to my braids, and I'm feeling myself because it's a new look, it's something new to look at, right? My scalp is out because, you know, especially your natural girlies, when you have afro hair, you know the scalp is like, it's always a thing because our hair is big and our scalp is covered. It's made like that for a reason, to protect us from the sun. But especially when it's the summertime, you want your scalp to breathe. So having it in these braids allows me to get in contact with my scalp easily, have it tucked away and be protected while still giving me like a cute style. And I also incorporated the gray, you know what I mean? So it's like, it's giving silver fox. So that's the thing. And using that type of energy, seeing myself different does bring on a different type of confidence, a different type of outlook on life. And I just feel like Geminis is just like king. We're just king when it comes to that, and queen when it comes to that type of analogy. But I'm sharing this with you guys because you too can play. You too can check in and see what aspect of your life that you want to shine through. Like, it could be maybe a change in color. Maybe there's a color that you want to introduce to your wardrobe. I just brought a picnic set. Now, I wanted the wicker one. I will get that, but I didn't buy it as of yet because it's kind of heavy, and the one I want has dishes, a wine glass, and just the things, but it is on the list. But what I did buy is this checkered yellow. It's not a blanket. I don't even know. It's kind of like canvas where it doesn't get dirty under the bottom. Like, the grass is water resistant, stain resistant. And I also bought the insulated bag to go with it. So, you know, it's cute vibes, right? The bag is yellow too. It's actually the same print. So now when I choose to have my little picnic, I have something cute. I probably bring a little green plant with me, or like just stop at the flower shop and just get like a cheap little thing of flowers just to put on my picnic blanket while I read a book or spend time with my Yorkie and just extremely take in the view and the vibes. Because, you know, if you live in the Northern Hemisphere, you know how we starve for good sun. Even now that I'm speaking to you guys and recording this particular episode, I am sitting outside and there's no sun. There's no sun. It's clouds out. But you know what? You can't tell a New Yorker anything because we are still out here. Okay? And I am one of them. But these are the things that you can incorporate in your life to give yourself a new outlook. Listen, life has its ups and downs. We have the ability to take control of our lives. I know we live in a society where it feels like we have no control with all the things that's happening in the world, but I'm here to remind you, you still have governance. You still have the ability to take the reins and guide yourself. You don't have to live life aimlessly, or at least you don't have to feel like you're living life aimlessly. Doing the things taking time to sit down with yourself and taking a piece of paper, yes, a paper and a pencil or pen, and jot down, I would say pencil because then you could erase, because remember, we're in the business of letting go what no longer serves us. So I would say take a pencil, take a pen or a pad or your favorite book, light a candle, and just sit down with yourself and re-examine the areas in your business, in your personal life that is working for you, the things that is working for you, and why those things are working for you. Because you know what? It's not so much just this work and this doesn't work. Also take note to why it's working for you and why it's no longer working for you. And I just feel like when you go about things in that way, it just solidifies and helps the process of cutting the things and letting the things go, or moving your life in a different direction much more easier. And it alleviates anxiety of just doing the things, because it does build a lot of anxiety with what I speak. These things are not easy. You know, it's very hard to let go of the things that feel natural, even if it's no longer serving you. This is why you get so much pushback. You tend to get so much more pushback from the people that are in your life when you do shapeshift, because they're not used to seeing or hearing you in that way, which I mentioned on my podcast. Be sure to check that out at Elizabeth Magical Garden, where I went into much more detail of this particular experience. Guys, be sure to check all the links down below. Use this month, use this Gemini month to empower yourself, to allow yourself to shapeshift, and to reap the benefits of doing so. Guys, stay bless, stay in peace, and stay empowered. Peace.
Hey guys, leave a comment, a review, preferably 5 stars. And don't forget to check me out on Instagram, because what is popping over there? And also check out my YouTube channel to stay connected and see your girl's lovely face. Guys, I love you so much. Keep on pushing. And I'll definitely speak to you soon. Be blessed.